Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk to you about a concept that I recently read about in a book. For those of you who listen to my podcast or my Facebook Lives or follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you may have seen that I have posted recently about a book that I read by a gentleman named Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the book is called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living the Wisdom of the Tao. So the Tao Te Ching, I may be saying that right, I think I am, that's how I've heard the author say it, is a series of writings, basically they're ancient Chinese proverbs, that have been translated by a number of different authors. This Wayne Dyer, though, has put it into a nice book where he addresses each verse. And he kind of talks about his meditations and thoughts on it. And apparently he read a number of different translations of the Tao before he wrote his book on it. I listened to this book. I found it incredibly enlightening and very inspiring, really to become the authentic, intentional, deliberate version of yourself. So I highly recommend it, but I am going to talk to you about one verse today. It really spoke to me as a healthcare professional, kind of taking me back in my mind to that time where we started training. So for those of you that are medical professionals, if you remember back to when you started nursing school or when you made the decision to go into medical school or in general into the medical field, we all did this. For the most part, most people did this, I should say, from a place of altruism, of wanting to help, of wanting to give back, of wanting to provide some valuable service to a community. Certainly that's why I went into medicine. I went into the healthcare industry because I wanted to help people live a healthier life. I was interested in preventive healthcare. I used to have the mantra of, if you don't like the healthcare system in America, then find a way to take care of yourself in a way that you need to use the least amount of the healthcare system as you possibly can. Because the healthcare system in America, I knew very, very early in my career, it was a broken system. I am sure that I'm not the only one that realized pretty early on that the system was broken. And also realized early on that the majority of what I did was not, in fact, helping people be healthier. The longer I've worked in medicine, the more I realized that what I was doing was really managing disease. I always say that healthcare is kind of an oxymoron. What I do typically is disease care. I find ways to minimize the effect of diseases, but not really ever curing them. Part of the reason I went into life and weight coaching is because that was not really in alignment with who I am, with who I wanted to be, with the authentic version of myself. This verse of the Tao Te Ching really speaks to that. So I kind of wanted to do a podcast on it because it really spoke to me in a meaningful way. So I'm going to read the sixth verse to you. And again, this is the Tao Te Ching from Wayne Dyer's book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Sixth verse. The spirit that never dies is called the mysterious feminine. Although she becomes the whole universe, her immaculate purity is never lost. Although she assumes countless forms, her true identity remains intact. The gateway to the mysterious female is called the root of creation. Listen to her voice. Hear it echo through creation. Without fail, she reveals her presence. Without fail, she brings us to our own perfection. Although it is invisible, it endures, it will never end. So when I think of the path that I've taken in medicine, and I think of how it's driven me into this place of life coaching, when I read this verse, when I heard this verse the first time, I realized this drive for me to be this person who helps people live the healthiest, most authentic version of themselves, that prevents illness and helps people live in a natural state of health. That is my mysterious feminine. So if you have found maybe some of these questions, I guess I would ask you to answer some of these questions. Who have you always envisioned yourself to be? Are you that person? Why or why not? If you find that your answers to these questions are not in alignment with what you're experiencing or doing right now, my suggestion for you to consider is this is that mysterious feminine power driving you. If you read back to this verse, it talks about, without fail, she will reveal her presence. So I have found in my own life that there are times when I do not feel that I am in alignment with my integrity, that I am not in alignment with who I authentically want to be. Not only did I see this professionally, but I saw it in my own health. You know, as I started to see negative health impacts occurring in my life, my A1C climbing, my weight climbing, feeling like I was out of control and eating M&Ms all day, knowing good and well that eating M&Ms all day is not healthy. I started to know when I saw these things happening that I was not in alignment with who I was. In my authentic being, I am the kind of person who is healthy, who believes that our bodies in their natural form are everything that they should be for most people. Okay, now, if you have cancer, that is a different thing. There's something that's gone awry with your body. However, 70 to 80% of what we deal with in medicine are things that occur from lifestyle choices we make. From diet choices, from the choice to smoke cigarettes, from the choice to drink too much, from the choice to do drugs, those kinds of things. I always have had the belief that our bodies in their natural form are healthy when they're free of doing these other things, when we eat foods that are appropriate for our bodies, when we don't smoke cigarettes and fill our bodies with toxins, when we don't drink alcohol that's known to be carcinogenic and a toxin, a poison to our bodies, when we don't do drugs that are not naturally a part of our experiences as human beings. My authentic belief was that when we're not doing those things, when we're living this healthy, clean life, that our bodies do exactly what they need to do, exactly what they should do. And what I realized, again, after reading this verse and hearing this verse, was that was really that mysterious feminine coming out in me. This part of me that without fail will be a nagging voice at the back of my mind, always driving me into a different direction, into a direction that's more in line with what that authentic version of myself is. So for those healthcare providers out there who feel that maybe they're not in alignment with that authentic version of themselves, you know, the times that we have to tell people, oh, you should eat healthier, but we know that we don't eat healthier. Oh, you should be a certain weight, or you should lose weight, but we know that we ourselves should be a different weight, or that we need to lose weight. Or for everybody knows the respiratory therapist out there that smokes cigarettes, but yet is telling their COPD patients that you really should stop smoking. All of these situations are very human experiences. This is all a struggle that is very common to the human being. It's not that one human being is worse than another. It's not that the RT, the respiratory therapist that's smoking cigarettes and then telling their COPDers not to smoke, it's not that they're a horrible, bad, evil, vile hypocrite. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that all of us have this underlying drive to live in a way that's authentic and that we believe in health and we believe in the wellness of ourselves as human beings. But that there is something that doesn't allow us to live in alignment with that. That something is probably our primitive brain seeking out pleasures that make us feel good. But that nurturing mother, that prefrontal cortex, is more in alignment with that mysterious feminine that always wants to reveal itself to us. So I found this verse incredibly inspiring. to me living a more healthy, authentic version of myself? Who is the person I've always envisioned myself to be? Am I that person? If I am, why? If I'm not, why am I not that person? What do I need to do to become that person? What does that need to look like? So if this is something that you find that you struggle with, coaching will help you. Coaching will help you uncover that vision that you've always had for yourself. And coaching will also help you reach those goals and become that person. So if you, like me, find that you have a vision of who you want to be and that you're not living authentically with that vision and you're not aligned with that vision, send me a message. You can send me a message through DelaneMD.com through the Work With Me tab, or you can send me a message at DelaneMD on Facebook. Do a mini coaching session with me. See if you don't get in touch with that vision that you've always had of who you want to be, that nagging voice telling you, hey, we want to be something more. Hey, this isn't what we know to be right for us or for our patients. Hey, we know better. Why aren't we living this way? If you want to live that way, life coaching is what will get you there. Hit me up. We'll set up some time we can get together. That is all I have for you guys this week. I will be back next week and I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Delane MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com. The bus. Ha ha. Ho ho. Scheiße, wo ist mein Kaffee?